Dr. Simon Roy, Dick Clear, enough for Mr. George Stadard, S-T-A-D-T-E-R. First of all, George. Today there's 1/18/2013. Patient's a 69-year-old Caucasian male. Comes to the clinic with number 1, low heart rate. Number 2, rhinorrhea. Number 3, sinus congestion. Number 4, nasal congestion. Number 5, wheezing. It's been doing it for about two weeks. Number 6, states he's a cold. Number 7, fatty liver disease. Status post CT scan negative. Number 8, atrial fibrillation. Number 9, anticoagulation therapy. Number 10, left complex thyroid nodule. Number 11, osteopenia. Number 12, left atrial enlargement, diastolic dysfunction, mitral regurgitation. Number 14, coronary disease. Status post stent 2006. Number 17, hyperlipidemia. Number 12, history of renal stones. Number 13, CHF, EF is 35 to 40%. Number 14, history of TA. Number 15, status post AICD / defibrillator 2006. Patient comes to the clinic with the aforementioned problems. Looks like he's got some wheezing, sinusitis / bronchitis. We'll do a chest x-ray since he's wheezing. I'm going to give him augmentin A75 twice a day for 10 days, mucinex 1200 twice a day for 10 days, Allegra 180 Q day, Medrol-dose pack, post-sebum. I will give him a 1.0 cc Decadron shot. Patients continue with his regular medications. Patient is statin intolerant, Zeti intolerant, niacin intolerant. Will stress, diet, exercise, high fiber diet. I have previously given him a dietary sheet. He denies any nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headaches, dizziness, blurred vision, chest pain, short breath, frequency of acidosuria, melanocortin, that concentration, a sore throat, ear, clear nose, no focal motor sensitive deficit, no skin rashes, skin lesions. Patient is status post pacemaker defibrillator productive KEPKE, KOE, PKE. He needs to follow a low salt, low cholesterol diet. He needs to increase his exercise as best as possible. He should continue with current medications. His blood pressure is stable. He's gained 3 pounds. Will stress diet. We'll have the patient come back in 2 months for follow-up period. This is Dr. Simon Roy, Dick Samka, the clinic. Note from Mr. George Stadard. His last ALT was 46. Ultrasound previously has shown mild hepatic steatosis, not confirmed by a CT scan. Patient also has some osteopenia. We'll continue to count some vitamin D. That's fine. This is Dr. Simon Roy, Dick Samka, the clinic. Note from Mr. George Stadard. End of decision.